for you. That's good. Okay, we are going to need to recess the commission meeting and reconvene as the County Board of Equalization. Motion is second, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the assessor protest period ended on 5/20 of this year. And Assessor Parmacini delivered 5 formal protests to the county clerk. And as a result of that request, 2 of the 5 have been resolved, but there's 3 others that still need to be looked into and have a hearing. So we, the Board of Equalization, need to schedule a hearing and determine the details of the hearing officer and the court reporter. And I think, Gary, is that something that we would request to you to set up with the hearing officer as well as trying to make a determination for a date and so on?
I'm trying to get John here.
What's that?
John needs to be here too.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
In the past, the county assessor has taken that role. Sure.
So we need to, Clayton?
Yes.
Paul, I mean, the procedure is we need to have the county assessor take on that role of finding the hearing officer.
The hearing officer actually, so the county officer, Mr. Chairman. The hearing office, so there's kind of the 3 roles. The clerk sits in essentially as the, if we were to look at it as though it's similar to a court, the clerk essentially sits as clerk of that court. The decision maker is you all, and then we need an officer to, the hearing officer to operate the hearing. That can go upon, essentially, it can be the duty of the commission to find that person, or we can work with the clerk and find, and the clerk can choose who that person is.
And that's what I was getting to. It seems to me, Commissioner Bowsman, in the past, we have worked with the clerk, and the clerk has secured, made contact, secured a hearing officer, set a date for determination of that hearing, and then notified the board when that would be. We would advertise it, and then we would have that hearing. I guess what I'm asking is that direction is given to the clerk to find an appropriate hearing officer.
And schedule?
Yes.
Yes.
And then the county attorney represents the assessor.
Right. So, having said that, we don't need the assessor here today as part of this hearing to request that you find a hearing officer and follow through with setting up said hearing.
I don't think John needs to be here for this.
Okay.
Ultimately, John weighing in on who the hearing officer would be would create a conflict.
Okay. So,
Janessa
just
has to take responsibility
for the ballot. I didn't hear
you, Karen. May I ask something?
Yes.
For your consideration? So this is just for consideration on the scheduling. There are certain timelines that need to be met. You, as the County Board of Equalization, have to have your written decision in by October 1st. And so we have to work backwards from there and forward from the exchange period. So there has to be a 30-day period during which both parties can review each other's evidence. And so I put together sort of a timeline and some information for you to consider as you think about what dates you may want to have these hearings. The probable hearing dates are in August 3rd through August 28th to meet that, you know, preparation of evidence and exchange period of 30 days. But you will have a commissioner's meeting on August 4th and August 21st. This year it's also an election year, so the clerk's office has primary elections. You guys are running a campaign, some of you, and so on. So, in my mind, though, you do not have to take the suggestion. would be preferable for the hearings would be August 24th, the week of August 24th through August 28th. That would give you the time, presumably, that you would need to render a decision and have it in writing by October 1st. So, just for consideration.
So, Carrie, that would then be part of your discussions with a potential hearing officer would be the availability of that individual to meet with us on the dates that we have proposed, being August 24th to August 28th, but primarily August 24th.
Yes.
Okay. So, we can follow this time schedule. I think the most critical going on here is to establish the preferred hearing dates. So, if we, the 24th, is that when our schedule meeting is?
The 21st is your commissioner meeting, Friday the 21st.
Mm-hmm. But if we're going with the preferred dates of August 24th to August 28th, and we would have to hold a special meeting.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's what we would, commissioners. Is that satisfactory to you that we look at those dates, the 24th?
Mr. Chairman, my computer says it's. I'm clear.
Good to know. So, carries out enough direction for you at this point?
I think we would need a motion.
Yeah. But is that
okay? Mr. Chairman, if I may, are you choosing a date today, or are you choosing a range of dates?
We're choosing a range of dates.
I think it may be more effective to choose the actual date today, and then we can work from there, because then it gives the clerk's office the ability to do the notices and everything else, and then we don't need to reconvene in a commissioner's meeting to actually set that date.
The only downside I see to that is if whoever you choose for a hearing officer doesn't have that date available. But if that's what we want to do, we can reconsider the motion at a future date. Commissioner Noble.
Mr. Chairman, the conversation's been around the 24th and the 28th. I don't think clarification is not single out of those 2 days, between those 2 days.
Correct.
It's any date
in
between
time
them.
That.
So it could be on a commission meeting or not.
Well, the commissioner meeting that month is going to be on Friday the 21st.
I'm just clarifying that it's any day between the 24th and
28th. Okay.
Mr. Chair, at the time that I prepared this agenda request, there were three remaining pending protests. It's down to two now. So the amount of time that it will take, I don't know, but likely not. So, but I don't know, is a day, do you feel like a day is enough? I don't know the answer.
I can't speak to that really as to how long it's going to take. If there's a commission meeting, if that's the whole day, maybe move the commission to set on a separate day. I don't know.
I think that's the direction we're moving. I'm concerned with the motion that needs to come forward, and there seems to be a little bit of confusion on a date or a range of dates. And I think what you're asking is that we need to have a motion that would set a hearing date on a specific time or a specific date.
I thought last year we did a range of dates. We had dates.
We
can have an
argument. Mr. Chairman, I guess I'd like a little bit of clarification. Always in the past, any of these tax protests, when Janess was county assessor, she was in here all the time, helping with, because it involves her office. County attorney, I believe, represents the assessor. And I don't understand why the assessor no longer has a role in this, but what's changed there? It would seem like we should be all this stuff in the county assessor, but we're not. So what's changed, I guess, is my question.
Mr. Chairman, I did take the same schedule to the assessor's office and ask if it was okay, and I believe he intended, he's here. I believe he intended to be here at 9:30 because that was...
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
I was concerned that we were going to do something, but we weren't going to fit your schedule.
No, I went and somewhere on for 9:30, and so as I was walking over here, I got the, hey, can you get here? We're ahead of schedule, but I'm here, and just... The ones that we have on the docket, these are much smaller companies. But all together, there's only like maybe 15 line items for both appeals. So as opposed to the tens of thousands of ones that were from last year, this is much smaller.
So here we are.
So do you want to pick a date?
Yes.
That,
how about August 25th, which is a Tuesday?
August 25th?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that sound well, Commissioner? Because we're going to need a motion to set a hearing date of August 25th to look at these tax protests. And then you'll need that information to work with hearing officer, and then we'll have to get back with us if for some event, whomever you choose, is not available that day. So can we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, would you be more comfortable with the range of dates? For example, 8/24 through 8/28 in the motion. That gives you some leeway and the hearing officer chance to figure out a date that's working for everybody.
I'm comfortable with anything the county attorney's office said that we need to get.
And just, Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, my only suggestion was that I think it may make things easier if we had a set date, and then the notices and everything else, we already know what that is. And a point of clarification for when the Board of Equalization is essentially calling this meeting, it's the chair's role to call a special meeting of that Board of Equalization. And so when you call that today, it provides notice to the other members of that meeting. It provides notice of the meeting to the other board members, and then that meeting is set as a special meeting by the special meeting requirements. And so that was my only suggestion, is that today, because the Board of Equalization is convened, that you as the chair of the Board of Equalization could call that special meeting, provides the notice, then all of the publication dates that are necessary can be managed, and you don't need to reconvene as a Board of Equalization to finalize that date. That's my only suggestion. And ultimately, if one hearing officer is not available, there could be other opportunities to choose other folks. That was all my suggestions.
All right, so I'm still going with Tuesday, August 25th, if that preliminary meets everybody's schedule.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we set aside Tuesday, August 25th, for a hearing date for the tax protests.
County Board of Equalization. Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we will now.
While you're convening the Board of Equalization, the assessor also prepared a statutory document to be submitted to the Board of Equalization. It is the abstract of assessment, and so. He has fulfilled his statutory duties, and if you'd like to speak on that, if you have time.
John?
Mr. Chairman, that's just the status quo that we are required to do every year to let you know that we have completed, you know, aside from these formal hearings and finalization with the State Board of Equalization, that we have met our duties for the year. And
reported totals of 25,894,267,352. Is that the number you're referencing?
Whichever one is circled in pink.
I don't have it.
It should be reports right there. I tried to make it. The problem with the report is there are exempt parcels that get compiled in there too. And so it looks like it's higher than it is if you go to the very last page of the report.
So the assessed value is $378,402,012. Does that sound more correct?
That's locally assessed. The state is right now pushing all the mineral assessment into our system. So, as we know, minerals counts for over 90% of our valuation. So.
Okay. So this is...
That is without minerals. That is just locally assessed. So everything that we do in-house is reflected on that number, and all the value from mineral production, we have a lot of accounts and it takes days to upload it into our system.
Okay, so we just need the minutes to reflect that we received this from John.
And it was in your packet as well.
Yeah.
One more thing on the tax protest. Did we get direction from the board to secure a hearing officer based on availability for the date?
Yes. You did.
Okay.
Do we need a separate motion so we got that nailed down? I would think that was implied in the motion directing you to secure a hearing officer for that date.
Okay.
Anything else for board decomposition?
Mr. Chairman, I have just one little footnote. As I have recontacted these entities to let them know that you are convening today. One had indicated a potential for withdrawal. The other has had no communication with us whatsoever through our entire protest period, and their formal protest came in on the very last day. So. There could be potential for them being withdrawn, but I haven't had any kind of talk back from what they're thinking. So these are tax reps that we're dealing with, and so they have to go back to their clients and see what they're going to do. But I kind of give them the general specifics of timings and how long this could take. And so they're aware, and hopefully soon we'll be able to at least see whether it's a green light that yes, it's going forward, or be a documentation of their withdrawal. So.
And you'll let us know.
And I will definitely let you know.
So. Okay. So, commissioners, any comments? Any additions? Anything else that we need to do with the County Board of Equalization? If not, I'll entertain a motion to go out of recess.
Adjourn. So move.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are now back into our regular session of the Board of County Commissioners. And I think Jeanette, you're still first in our list. We'll talk about a malt beverage permit.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the Sullivan County Sporting Association has applied for a malt beverage permit to dispense beer at the Rendezvous Rodeo. They're not certain they will be allowed or able to have a Rendezvous Rodeo, but they want to have their ducks in a row, and so they've applied, the funds have been collected, everything is properly completed, and so at this time we're just asking for approval of that permit.
So we need a motion to approve a malt beverage permit for the Sublette County Sporting Association to dispense beer at the Rendezvous Rodeo if it is carried out.
So moved. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I think we're waiting on him. We will take a short break and see if we're done. We'll recess for 5 minutes.